These verses, each one of them is, you can say, a jewel in and of itself. It would be ideal if we could speak on a later movement, but the situation allows us only to speak on one each. So this verse, what a sorrow, what a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world. Mistaking it as a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari Om is everything. This is the mood of a pure soul. A pure soul is a person who has tasted and is experiencing their happiness in relationship with the Supreme Lord through the process of pure devotional service. And that happiness is an expression, expresses itself in different ways. And that expression is for those who are not experiencing it, or for those who have the opportunity to experience it, but don't experience it. Oh, how unfortunate. What a suffering. What a great loss. This is the love of a pure soul for others. Thinking how unfortunate people are. This jewel of the holy name. There's a nice story. It's a little, allegory. But it sort of helps to understand a little bit about how people, who may say there's two kinds of who are unfortunate. Those who never had the chance, and those who had the chance but didn't take the opportunity. And you might say the second group is more unfortunate. Having had the chance, but somehow or other can't recognize their good fortune, and therefore have taking something else as their goal in life. There's one sadhu. He's approached by a disciple. The disciple wants to take shelter and get initiation from the sadhu. So the sadhu agrees, seeing he's a qualified candidate, and says, I will also give you something very special, very unique, very spiritually powerful, and this will be part of your initiation. So he gives him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he says, this is a jewel. This is the greatest of all jewels. So he goes traveling, and he's passing by a god. And there's some ladies washing clothes. And they're singing the Hare Krishna Mantra. Mother washing clothes. So I was thinking, ordinary lady, she's singing this really special mantra. They seem to be doing it in a very ordinary way. This, my spiritual master told me this was a special mantra. It takes one to the highest form of spiritual realization. These ordinary ladies are just doing clothes and singing. Kind of bewildered him. So he went on. And he saw some boys playing. They were playing cricket. And they were hitting the ball. And as they were hitting the ball, they were saying Hare Krishna. That's nice. He was thinking, these young little boys just playing frivolous sports, and they're just saying Hare Krishna. This mantra my Guru Maharaj gave me, such a powerful mantra, it takes me all the way up to pure self-realization. It's the best. And they're just playing ball with it, just singing it like it's some kind of ordinary tune. Becomes more bewildered. So he goes on, and there's some fishermen, and trying to catch some fish, so they're throwing their net into the ocean, in the water. And while they're putting the net down, they're saying Hare Krishna. So this was too much for him. To see ordinary people just doing their ordinary duties and just once in a while sing Hare Krishna as part of that. So he came back to his Guru Maharaj, he's really bewildered. He said, I don't want to be, you know, challenging or offensive, but you told me this mantra is very special, it takes me to the highest form of spiritual realization. But all these people are just doing their ordinary duty and they're saying Hare Krishna. He said, okay. So the spiritual master goes into his bag and pulls out this very valuable jewel. Very valuable, very priceless gem. He says, here, you go back and you give it to these people. See if they will accept it. He's thinking, all right. He doesn't completely understand what his spiritual master is trying to do, but he's very obedient. So he goes to the first group. He sees the ladies washing his clothes. He says, my dear ladies, I have something for you. It's very valuable jewel. It is very, it can bring you great wealth. He said, oh, what can we do with that? Oh, it's a rock for washing our clothes. We can hit it with our clothes. So he understood, they didn't understand it. So he went to the boys, he saw them playing. He said, my dear boys, I have this nice jewel, you can use it, become wealthy. They said, another ball, we can hit it with our bat. Yes, a nice ball. So finally he goes to the fisherman, makes the same presentation. He said, oh, we can tie it to our net, and that way our net will go down faster. Then he understood. Came back and he said, my Guru Maharaj, I understand now. Although they're chanting, they don't really understand anything about the chanting. So the holy name is Krishna himself. Hare Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna has appeared in the sound of his name. The name of Krishna is Krishna. It's not like Krishna's name is a part of Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. In the second verse of the Shikshastika prayers, it says that all of the spiritual energies, all that is all comprising the Absolute Truth, are found within the name of Self. Everything is there in the name. There's nothing lacking. Full, complete aspect of the Supreme Lord has come in the form of his name. None. So, but people don't take it. Or if they take it, they don't really take it seriously. Or if they somehow or other take it for a while, they give it up. They don't really understand the value of something. So he's lamenting, oh, the people of the world are so unfortunate. Why? Here is everything you're looking for and more. Self-realization means complete cessation of all problems and complete deliverance of all desires. All problems go away completely when one has reached perfection life through self-realization. And all of one's desires are completely satisfied, fulfilled automatically when one develops, what we say, the relationship with Krishna in emotion. And the means for that is chanting Hare Krishna. Kaleya dosa nidhi raja asti eko mahagunaha kirtana krishnasya mukta sangam paramacha. Verse after verse after verse after verse after verse in the scriptures glorify the exclusive position of the chanting of the holy names. Practically every aspect of the Vedas has verses to focus on the unique position of Krishna's name. The Upanishads, the Puranas, even Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything, all the scriptures you can find, verses to glorify the name of the Supreme Personality of God, and to make that completely aware to the people of Jemma,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya, the Supreme Lord, has come in the form of his own devotees to teach in this age, the age that is so fallen and so materialistic, the powerful chanting of the holy names of the Lord. It is the bright light in this dark age. But people don't want it. They just don't want it. They want something cheap. Right? So what is called this age is like an age of satisfying my senses now. There's a thing called Shreyas and Breyas. Shreyas means one's ultimate benefit. And Breyas means one's immediate satisfaction. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a child. The child wants to play. The nature of the child is to play. But the parent knows that, okay, but there is some time for developing the child's future. Now a child has its own way of play all the time. That's the nature of a child. But the parent is thinking, I have to guide my child in the right direction so the child gets the benefit of life. That it needs to have some education, some direction. So the parent has the best interest of the child at heart, but the child doesn't know what is his best interest. So Shreyas means one's ultimate benefit as opposed to one's immediate satisfaction. So taking up the chanting of the holy names of the Lord means to begin the path of one's ultimate benefit. Because in this age, there is nothing more easy, sublime, and what we say, powerful, than Krishna in the form of his name. Iti so dasakam naam kali kamasanasana nata paratayo payo sarva vedashi rishite. The Vedas are vast. One cannot begin to even measure Vedic knowledge. Unlimited amounts of knowledge. But take the Vedas and bring it down to its essence. Everything has its essence. There is what is called the most basic and essential thing of an object. Just like the word dharma. Dharma actually means occupation. And then there is Sanatana Dharma, one's eternal occupation. So the word dharma comes from the word D-H-I-H, which means essence. So the essence of the living being is dharma. But what kind of dharma? Sanatana Dharma. Or to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by studying or understanding Vedic knowledge, through the medium of those who can give Vedic knowledge, the spiritual master, one will understand everything. And what is that essence? Chant Hare Krishna. Chant, 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 can, can. They can say can, but they can't say Hare Krishna. There was a little cartoon. There was one old lady and an old man sitting together, and the old lady saying to her husband, chant, 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 and then the next caption, the man is saying, can, can, can. No time. No time, no time. When Prabhupada was in India before he came to America, he was selling his Back to Godhead magazines at the tea stalls in Delhi. And he would approach people and say, here is some knowledge about God, the Absolute Truth, for one or two pipes. He was selling it less than a rupee, one or two pipes. And people would say, oh, Swamiji, what you're doing is so nice. But no time. We got time for our families, we got time to make money, we got time to do this, we got time for that. And no time for God. And no time for chanting. So no time. So Prabhupada wrote an article called No Time. got no time. There's another verse here, which is, I was debating which one to pick. I think it's the fourth one. I think it is. Is that the one? Yeah. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all the ones who plan material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from your very childhood. So this is material life. We're working so hard, and we don't know. All of a sudden, it can be all over. And even if you get what you want in terms of your desired goal, can you guarantee it will give you happiness? No one can guarantee that. So therefore, we can guarantee one thing. If you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you become very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you continue chanting with faith, faith means that take the words of this song, literally, the holy name of Sri Hari, the alone is everything. It's pretty hard to understand that. Because everything we know is what we can see, and what we can experience in the sensual world of perception. But actually, there is much more to life than what we perceive. And Krishna descends in this age in the most magnanimous way in his name. So by chanting his name with faith, that means to continue day after day, and then what will happen? We heard so many lectures during this weekend that our minds become clearer. The material energy starts to act less upon us, and we start to open our good fortune. We get knowledge, we get happiness, our relationship with Krishna develops more and more, and our whole life becomes purified. Now I can say that, and you would say, yeah, that's nice. But I'm not saying it. I'm simply repeating it. I don't have any, but we say, independent words that are my own ideas. I'm simply repeating what the pure souls are realizing and what they're living to deliver to the common people. That is, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.